A large sit-in was held outside the International Red Cross in Ramallah in support of the prisoners on hunger strike in Israeli jails. The families of prisoners currently being held in Israeli jails, alongside politicians, have joined the sit-in and called for an international intervention to pressurize Israel to release Palestinian prisoners currently on hunger strike in Israeli jails. They further expressed their concern for political detainee Sama al-Assawi, who has been on hunger strike for over 200 days and has been transferred to hospital following the deterioration of his health.
This is one of the activities to how can to support the prisoners, Palestinians prisoners inside the jail, and this is the activity against the occupation. And now, if the Israeli want to building the base, one of the first step to build the base to be free all the prisoners and the Palestinians people after 20 years. After also at now he's waiting for the government of the Israel to free all the prisoners.
Mustafa Barghouti has emphasized that although there has been an escalation in demonstrations last week following the death of Jaladat Arafat in an Israeli jail, Palestinians must continue their actions in support of prisoners on hunger strike.
It's very important because it sends two messages. One message to the prisoners themselves that they are not alone and we are with them, especially when the life of many of them, like Taj and Isawi, they are facing the possibility of death because of their lack of treatment and because of their strike or because of the torture they are subjected to.
Prison authorities have now transferred detainee Sama al-Assawi from Ramallah prison to Kaplan Medical Center in Rehovot in Israel after 210 days on hunger strike. There are currently around 4,700 Palestinian political prisoners being held in Israeli jails or detention camps, including around 200 minors and 15 women. The majority are held as political prisoners without being charged for offences. In light of Sama al-Assawi being critically close to death and being transferred to hospital today, Palestinians in this sit-in are calling for international intervention to apply pressure onto Israel to release all prisoners immediately. Nell Burden, Press TV, Occupied Ramallah.